Dalet Sif Yud Ches. Eilat Vam Shetzichim Etilim B'Mayim. So, when a person's hands are dirty, he cannot daven or learn unless he cleans them off. But they don't necessarily need water. It's just because of filth, you just wash it off, rub it on something if you don't have any water, and it also cleans it off. But these, all these things in this listing have some element of ruach ra, and therefore they need davka water. They should lachachila be washed the entire hand till the joint on the bottom of the hand, b'di'evid, at least till the knuckles. Yeah. So, now also, if a person does not have water, so as far as davening and learning with them, since this is an issue ruach ra, you don't need the water to daven and learn. If they're dirty, you just have to clean them off. But to get off the ruach ra, you have to do these things. Hakom and amita, somebody gets up in the morning, has to wash his hands with ruach ra. A person who goes out of a bathroom or a bathhouse, says even if he did not go to the bathroom, if it's a place which is miyuchad for as a bathroom, then he is supposed to wash his hands when he comes out of it. Now, Mishabru Paskins and Ikir Din, all these things, one does not have to wash his hands three times. The only time you need it three times is when you get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. He says some people are mahmeh, when a person is in the Vesa Kvaris or had marital relations. He brings one opinion, Heichel HaKodesh is mahmeh, even coming out of the bathroom today, and he says the Mogen Avraham does not hold that way. So Ikir Din, one who comes out of the bathroom is enough to just wash his hands with water, does not have to do it three times. Today, it's easy for people to do three times. Hanaitel tziponav, someone cuts his fingernails or toenails. Acholitz min olav, someone takes off his shoes. Yeah, he touched his shoes as he was taking them off. Yeah, but if he didn't touch his shoes, then he does not need to wash his hands just because he removed the shoe. Yeah, if the person. Yeah, now this is really exception to the rule because everything else we mentioned before was because ruach ra. Here it's because it's something there's usually some dirt on the shoes. Yeah. So this one of taking off his shoes, the nogeva ragla, touching his feet, the chayfir rosha, someone who rubs his head where he has his hair, these three are not ruach ra and therefore it does not have to be done with water. Like we said, a person goes to the basic forest, then wants to wash his hands. We mentioned before, there's a minute to do it three times. Okay, Shabru brings in Maril that says that before if someone goes to the basic forest, the daven over there, then he should wash his hands before he goes in. And he brings that some people have a minute, they wash their face also when they come out of the basic forest. Misha Noga B'Mace, a person who touched the dead person. Misha Mafla Kalev, someone who takes lice out of his garments. There's also something, the process of taking out the lice requires washing one's hands. Shamish Mitosa, marital relations. Nogea Bikina, someone touches the lice. Nogea Begufa Biyode, a person who touches his hand, his body with his hands. And those are the places that should be covered over. The poskim say that goes from the elbow up. So if a person has short sleeves, he should be careful not to touch that area. If he did any of these things, he did not wash his hands. If he's a Tam Chochem, he forgets what he learned. If he's not Tam Chochem, he loses his mind.